The Marble Hill Church of God Seventh-day Fellowship presents The Way It Ought to Be, with the good news of the Kingdom of God coming to the earth and how you may prepare for it and avoid the calamities just around the corner.
When God pours out His Spirit on everyone after Christ returns to this earth to take it away from Satan, then Christ will set in motion programs which will begin to heal this earth. One of the most important things that Christ will do is pour out His Spirit on everyone, which will open their heart and mind to understand His plan of salvation and how to live a happy, abundant life. Then step number two, Christ will begin to teach everyone that lives over into the world tomorrow, the millennium, the 1,000-year reign of Christ, His word, His law, His plan of salvation. Isaiah has much to say about this time that's coming, about the world tomorrow when Christ establishes His kingdom and His government on this earth and rules this earth. Notice what it says in Isaiah chapter 30, beginning in verse 18. That's Isaiah 30, beginning in verse 18. Therefore the Lord will wait that He may be gracious to you, and therefore He will be exalted that He may have mercy on you. For the Lord is a God of justice. Blessed are all those who wait for Him. Says the Lord is waiting anxiously so that He can be merciful and be gracious to us when we come to the point that we will listen and heed what He has to say. Then he goes on to say, for the Lord is a God of justice. Blessed are all those who wait for Him. Speaking of those that put their hope and their trust in Him now, waiting for Him to intervene and change things the way they ought to be. Verse 19, for the people shall dwell in Zion at Jerusalem. You shall weep no more. Now what a wonderful time that will be when the earth is populated with people, and yet people won't have to weep as we weep today. He will be very gracious to you at the sound of your cry. When He hears it, He will answer you. Yes, He will answer speedily in that day, because the earth will be in tune, people will be in tune with God and God's way, and God will hear, and God will be merciful and have compassion on everyone in that day. Verse 20, and though the Lord gives you the bread of adversity and the water of affliction, yet your teachers will not be moved into a corner any more, but your eyes shall see your teachers. Yes, in that day there will be plenty of teachers, as it says in the book of Revelation, that there will be kings and priests, meaning teachers and rulers, in the world tomorrow, ruling with, teaching with, and under Christ, the right way of life. Verse 21, your ears will hear a word behind you, saying, this is the way, walk in it, whenever you turn to the right hand or whenever you turn to the left. Yes, there's going to be a yardstick there that we live by, and that yardstick is going to be taught. It's going to be God's way of life, the way of give. In that day, Satan won't be around sowing his seed of rebellion, trying to blind the hearts and minds of those that God and Christ are teaching. After man has gone through the worst time of trouble ever, in human history, he will be willing to listen to God and His word. Then at last, man will begin to live by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God, the Bible, which we reject today. Then the fruits of God's Spirit will be produced. Notice what it says in Galatians 5 and verse 22. Even the New Testament tells us how to live and tells us the fruits of God's Spirit and gives us a glimpse as to how it will be in the world tomorrow when Christ is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords over this earth. Galatians 5, beginning in verse 22, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness. Now this gives us a glimpse as to how it will be in the world tomorrow. The fruit of the Spirit is love. Yes, that's the way that the world will be living in that day. We won't be living the way of get and the way of hatred and the way of competition, but the way of love, of joy, of peace, long-suffering, that's patience, kindness, goodness, and faithfulness. Verse 23, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law, meaning that you don't break any law when you live this type of life. And those who are Christ have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. Yes, telling us today, if you are a Christian today, then you have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. You are bearing the fruits of the Holy Spirit. That is your lifestyle. Verse 25 says, if we live in the Spirit, that is, if we claim to be Christians, let us also walk in the Spirit. In other words, let us bear the fruits of the Spirit. Let us overcome this self and this world and live God's way, is what it's telling us. Let us not become conceited, provoking one another, envying one another. No, that won't be around in the world tomorrow. Man will love God with all his heart, mind, soul, and strength, and his neighbor as himself, meaning he will be living by the Ten Commandments. This passage in Galatians 5 tells us the result of God's Spirit. A world of utopia will be built by mankind being willing by the power of God's Spirit to obey and to build the mind, the attitude, and the character of God in Christ. And when everyone in your family or in your neighborhood or in your community or in your nation or in the world, for that matter, is understanding God's Word and striving to live by it, then a world of happiness, contentment, good marriages, obedient, respectful kids, good wholesome food, good health, peace, and prosperity will be the result. Now, I have not just described what this world and you and I want today. You can have a taste of that kind of life today if you are willing to begin giving up self and learn the way of give. The Bible tells us much more about how it will be when Christ is the ruler of this earth. Notice what Micah has to say along this line in Micah chapter 4, beginning in verse 1. Micah chapter 4 and verse 1. Now it shall come to pass in the latter days, speaking of the time that Christ has returned to this earth and has set up his kingdom and his throne and his government on this earth, speaking of the time that Satan has been bound and his demons for 1,000 years. Now it shall come to pass in the latter days that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established on top of the mountains. That means the government of God will be established over nations and shall be exalted over and above the hills, big nations and little nations, and people shall flow to it. Now notice this, my friends. People will be anxious at that time to learn and to live God's way of life. What a wonderful day and what a wonderful world it would be today if we had that type of an attitude. Verse 2, many nations shall come and say, come and let us go up to the mountain, or the government, or the throne of God, to the house of the God of Jacob. He will teach us his ways, and we shall walk in his paths. Yes, we'll be willing, as I said, after we go through the worst time ever in human history, we'll be willing to listen and to obey God at that time. Yes, as he will teach us his ways. Yes, we'll hear the teachers behind us saying, no, here's the way you go. You don't do it this way anymore. You do it like this. Teach us his ways, and we shall walk in his paths. For out of Zion the law shall go forth, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. Yes, the law. What law do you think that's speaking of? Well, it's speaking of God's law, the Ten Commandments, which will be the yardstick in the world tomorrow. And when people get in tune with those laws, then a world of utopia will be produced. Verse 3, he shall judge between many peoples and rebuke strong nations afar off. They shall beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war any more. A whole different attitude in the world tomorrow under the rule of Jesus Christ. Yes, the attitude will be the way of give. The way of life will be the way of give. It's not that way today in Satan's kingdom, and I think we all understand that. Verse 4, but everyone shall sit under his vine and under his fig tree, and no one shall make them afraid, for the mouth of the Lord of hosts has spoken. Yes, God has spoken it, and this is the way it will be. And that's the way it ought to be today and could be if we lived the type of life here that would bring these blessings to us. Verse 5, for all people each walk in the name of his God, but we will walk in the name of the Lord our God forever and ever. Yes, that's the way it will be. In that day, says the Lord, I will assemble the lame, I will gather the outcast and those whom I have afflicted. I will make the lame a remnant and the outcast a strong nation. So the Lord will reign over them in Mount Zion from now on, even forever. Sound like a good time that's coming, and indeed it is. Amos has much to say along this line as well. In the book of Amos, chapter 9, beginning verse 13 through 15. It's speaking of this same time period of peace and prosperity. Verse 13 of Amos 9, "Behold, the days are coming, says the Eternal, when the plowman shall overtake the reaper, and the treader of grapes, him who sows seed. The mountain shall drip with sweet wine, and all the hills shall flow with it." Yes, speaking of a time of great prosperity, when you won't have your crops gathered until the plowman is coming by, plowing, getting ready to sow another crop. Bumper crops it's speaking of. It's speaking of a time of peace. Yes, indeed, when everyone is sitting under his own vine tree, and under his own fig tree, and under his own vine, and none will be making them afraid. Verse 14, "I will bring back the captives of my people Israel. They shall build the waste cities and inhabit them. They shall plant vineyards and drink wine from them. They shall also make gardens and eat fruit from them. I will plant them in their land, and no longer shall they be pulled up from the land I have given them, says the Eternal God of hosts." It's something to think about. And you could be having a taste of that world today if you would shape your life according to God's way. If you would like to begin to understand more about God's world and how you can have a part in it, then you need to call us at 1-800-611-8080 and enroll in our free Bible correspondence course, which will walk you through the Bible, putting it together. It will come alive, and you will begin to love God's Word and understand the purpose of life here and now, and where you are going to spend eternity, and why you are here. There's nothing as important to you as to get enrolled in this free Bible correspondence course that will help you to understand the day that we're living in and the day that's coming, the world tomorrow. Request also our free booklet, Kingdom of God, What Does That Mean to You? All you need to do to enroll in this free Bible correspondence course is just call us toll-free at 1-800-611-8080 and also request the free booklet, Kingdom of God, What Does That Mean to You? We'll give you a glimpse more than I've had time today to give you into the future, into God's Word.
This program and the free literature we offer is made possible by the faithful members and co-workers of the Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day and the Churches of God Outreach Ministries. Our address is Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, Post Office Box 615, Marble Hill, Missouri 63764. Again, that address is Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, Post Office Box 615, Marble Hill, Missouri 63764.